All right, guys, I just wanted to give an update. So this market environment is a complete melt up. I'm pretty sure everyone that's been following the market kind of understands that. What a melt up means is that there is no real consolidation going on, and I am getting kind of wary about that just because the higher we run, that means that no supports are being established, or very little supports are being established. And it's kind of the same mentality as stair step up and elevator down, kind of. And I am just not liking this. I don't know what it is. I don't know if other people are having a hard time understanding this market environment like I am. But it is a complete melt up, and right now trends are your friends. There's no other way to say this, and I wish there was. To be completely honest with you, I really wish there was some sort of meaning behind this, or at least I'm hoping for consolidation, to be honest with you. But yeah, we are in weekly uptrends, we're in daily uptrends. Or Nasdaq lost the daily uptrend, but the S&P 500 is in a daily uptrend. And there's no other way to, if we are in a daily uptrend, there's no reason to be bearish, right? I've been saying this for a long time. Bears are not sneaky, but this is a complete melt up. And whenever I see something like this, I kind of get sketched out, to be honest with you, just because, as I've said before, there's no real support being established. Like, since I want to say January, or no, not even January, since October, early November, it's been a complete melt up with almost zero consolidation on the weekly time frame. So the one thing that bulls have is that once we do see weekly consolidation, which is inevitable, there's a lot of space for a weekly higher low. At the same time, though, this is giving me the same vibes as Bitcoin did in 2017, where it just kept ripping. And then once the top was hit, it blew up. Not saying we're going to see a 90% drop, but I'm just saying that have a game plan of when buying the dip doesn't work and, the price just keeps going lower. Like, a lot of people use RSI and say, okay, when RSI hits 30, it's oversold, and you start scaling in. There is going to be a time when RSI, or the 1 hour RSI, hits 30, and it just keeps getting smoked, and it'll go be smoked sometimes. I've seen the hourly RSI in like single digits before, so just keep in mind that, have a game plan of when things don't work. Will you be continuously trying to buy the dip and trying to be right, or will you just be like, okay, I am done for the day, and start with a fresh, clean slate tomorrow or the next day? Clearly, the semiconductors have been killing it. Like, there's no other way to say it. The semiconductors, and you're seeing the rotation from semiconductors to big tech, and you're seeing rotation between big tech. Like, money flows out of Apple, goes to Microsoft and Meta, and then once Meta and Microsoft consolidate, it's going back into Apple, and you're seeing all these consolidation rotations, and it's a little too much sometimes. Kind of gets overwhelming, and once things get overwhelming, I just stop trading. I save my mental capacity for a different time. So yeah, that's where we're at. Cryptocurrency is consolidating while weed stocks are starting to rip. You're starting to see these correlations. And is money being rotated out of Bitcoin into cannabis? Maybe. It sure looks like it. But yeah, we'll take it at a day at a time, to be honest with you. It's a very unusual market environment, let's say that. And I've been looking at the 70s and 80s and how things would go to all-time highs and then drop significantly. And I'm starting to have that mindset of just be careful for a 5-6% drop in a single day. I'm not saying we're going to see huge drops, but definitely we want to be careful. If you're not taking profit right now on your long positions, I would like you to, think about that. Like, am I going to sit through, if you're in stocks, like some stocks go down 10, 15%. Am I willing to sit through that? So just have a game plan in mind. But yeah, that's a little bit about what I wanted to talk about because this is definitely a different environment. This melt-up has been bigger than the V shape that we saw in the COVID lows, like when we started bouncing from the COVID lows. So it's definitely notable in that sense. Just no consolidation. So yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about. I hope you all have a great weekend, and I will see you next week. Bye.